Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
Now we have a guest in the studio. It's Pete Wheeler. Good morning, Pete, and welcome to Vectis Radio.
Morning, Kitty. Morning, Ron.
Good morning, Peter.
Now, you're doing something absolutely fabulous, aren't you? Tell us about it.
Indeed. So I'm running from Land's End to John O'Groats, which is 874 miles. I've got from January to December to complete it. So every time I run, for example, 5 miles, it'll take it off the total.
Wow. Now, you're running for the Motor Neurone Disease Association, aren't you?
That's correct, yep.
And this is not just your first fundraising thing for them, is it?
No, it's not. 2 years ago, I did some fundraising again for Motor Neurone. I had done my first ever marathon, so I did a lot of training for that.
That's fantastic. So this time you're wanting to smash your target from last time. And what is your target for this time?
What, to do the marathon?
Yes.
I'd just like to beat it. Last time I did it, I think it was 4 hours and 35 minutes. So yeah, I'd definitely like to do that. And hopefully the weather would be better, because it was horrific when I did it. It was rain, wind, it was horrible.
I mean, that is a good time, considering that you've got the weather and everything with you. So for your first marathon, pretty good, really.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Absolutely. Yeah. When are you doing your next marathon?
I haven't actually got one planned as of yet, but I would like to finish this challenge on the Isle of Wight Marathon. That's my goal. Whether I can complete it or not is another thing, but there's something I'm definitely going to work for.
And I understand you're going to be running the Walk the Wight this year.
That's correct, yep.
Gosh, that's some rather big hills there.
Yeah, I think he knows about that. I think he got up from the... He said, oh, this is easy. And then he got to, what was it, Shelfleet, and that was it. And he's thinking, oh, no.
Yeah, on the Isle of Wight Marathon, it was all right up until I got to, like Ron says, I got to Shelfleet. And from then on onwards, that was quite difficult. But I believe the Walk the Wight, I've never done the first part. I've only ever run from Carisbrook to the finish.
Okay.
But I believe the first part's quite difficult. Well, it'd be good fun.
We wish you the best of luck. Yes. Now, the reason that you're running for the Motor Neurone Disease Association is a very special one, isn't it?
Yes, it's all in aid for my mother-in-law, which was Sandra Gregory. She passed away in 2019, obviously from this disease.
Dear me. Now, you're wanting to raise donations for the Motor Neurone Disease Association, who do an awful lot of work with not only people that have motor neurone disease, but also friends and family.
That's correct. I was going to say, yes, not only do they support the people that have motor neurone, they also support like the families and after like the bereavement side of it as well. So obviously it's not a very good thing to go through, and they need all the money to sort of help people afterwards and during.
Indeed. So the donations that you've raised so far, how much have you raised so far?
That's a good one. I didn't write this down on my notes.
Okay.
But I've so far raised about £150 to £200 so far.
Oh,
I think,
super.
Which is not too bad.
That's not too bad at all. In fact, it's absolutely fantastic. Now, is there anything really particular you'd like to tell us about what it is you're going to be doing? Because obviously you're going to be doing this run from Land's End to John O'Groats in a virtual way.
Yes.
How do you do that?
So every time I go running, depending on how many miles I do, it will knock it off the total. And I've got like a map on my phone where it will mark you as and where you go. So if I do 10 miles, it'll move me 10 miles up on the map.
Ah.
So at the moment, I'm in somewhere called Oldbury-on-Severn, which is between Bristol and Gloucester.
Oh, so you've gone quite far away already then?
Yes, yeah, just coming up towards like the side of Wales almost.
Grief. So you've still got a way to go then. How can people donate to your worthwhile cause?
So I've got a website, a just giving page, which you can click on. You can probably find it on Facebook and loads of places, but it's www.justgiving.com/fundraising/Roo Wheeler, and Roo's R-O-O.
That's brilliant. Thank you so much for spending your time coming in to see us today.
Oh, thank you ever so much for inviting me.
Pleasure, and we wish you all the very best.
Now, there's one thing. We can, if when you're actually doing the marathon at the end, can we track you doing it? That would be really good if we could see where you are and how, because we'd like to be at the end.
That
would be good.
Yes, obviously. I'll let you know nearer the time.
If you could do that, because that'd be great.
Definitely. Last time I did it, you could follow me round.
Oh, that would be great if we could do that.
Super. Thank you so much, Pete.
No problem at all. Thank you ever so much.
It's a pleasure.